Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With vitamins and more from Avonmore. Vitamin and protein water that works harder.
She's a Clondalkin girl living in Offaly, but here she is now on the radio to tell us all about Brittany.
So she got in trouble over the weekend.
Oh, what's she doing now, the poor thing?
She lit up a cigarette on a plane.
Okay, I'll take it back. Not a poor thing.
Well, she says her friend did it.
Oh.
Her friend put it in her mouth and lit it because she said she was really craving a cigarette.
On a normal plane, she thought...
Like, yeah, she said, I wasn't sure if this was one of the planes where you can smoke.
What, back in 1978? Brittany, come on.
I don't know. But officials were called. I don't know whether they mean airport security or
airline people or
police.
Oh,
I don't know.
Police, right, okay.
But she was flying from Cabo in Mexico to LAX.
Right.
By the time she got to LAX,
there were people there to meet her.
Flight attendants had, called the authorities, and she got a good giving out to.
I wonder what the percentage of people who get in trouble on planes and celebrities are. Maybe we only hear about them.
The celebrities.
Whereas, like, maybe the poor people who are airport security, police in the airport, and, of course, the staff on flights.
Yeah.
Maybe they have to deal with these idiots almost every flight, but we only hear about the ones. If you're cabin crew, you can let us know how often you're dealing with these idiots.
So flight attendants thought that she was acting difficult.
Right.
So even though she put it out when she was asked to put it out, they thought, no, we're gonna call somebody on her. But she says on her Instagram that they invaded her space. They were really, they weren't nice to her. They invaded her space by putting on her seatbelt for her.
Imagine.
And they wouldn't let her stand up for the first 20 minutes after she'd gotten on the plane. Now, the plane hadn't taken off and nobody else had gotten on.
No, exactly.
They wouldn't let her get out of her seat, apparently.
Gotcha. A mess.
So look, three sides to every story, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But on the subject of Brittany.
Right.
A TikTok account has been created, and it's BrittanyJ.Spears, right? And they're claiming all kinds of things. They have posted a leaked clip of a voicemail.
All right.
That she left for somebody. So let me... we don't know when this is supposed to be from. We don't know, is it AI? Or is it actually Brittany?
Right, okay.
Right? But they're saying this is from Brittany, and this is what she has said about new music.
Anyway, I'm not saying no, it's just I don't know what I want. It's been almost 20 years since I've gotten to have this much genuine freedom, and, you know, there's still a part of me that thinks if I do use my freedom, then there will be consequences. An entirely new album is overwhelming for me, and don't even get me started on a tour.
That's weird, because it's such a voicemail kind of sound that you immediately go, that sounds fake, but then it kind of just sounds like her as well.
It does sound like her.
And it sounds like her kind of level-headed, just kind of like, look, I'm just talking through this with my friend. I'm just kind of giving you all the information, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard to know, as you said, which to believe. But
the other thing that they leaked, right, which contradicts that voicemail that we just heard, is a track list for a new Britney Spears album.
Have you got some?
Yes.
Go on.
Free Woman.
Okay. Makes
the
sense.
The original. Don't Wake Me Up. Tell Him. Piece of Me 2025.
Oh,
so Piece of Me is already a song.
Yeah.
Animal, Spearhead, Night, Scandalous, featuring Chappell Roan.
Brittany and Chappell Roan together. That would be a collab. I would be surprised if there weren't more collabs on a new Brittany album, because she would be trying to make herself.
There is one more collab, Tobias Forge. I don't know who that is.
No, nor do I.
But that it was just those two.
That's really interesting. Like, a lot of the song titles would make sense because, you know, this kind of reflecting her life, the fact that she was the original pop starlet or whatever, you know, they all kind of... I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. Do you think there's a danger, as happens with a lot of people who blow up or huge at a certain moment, then they go away musically, then they come back and go, hi, I've got new music, and everyone's like, don't care.
It depends on who the team around her.
Mm.
Who's writing with her or for her.
Or choreographing her incredible dance moves that she does on her Instagram.
Her dance moves
all the time.
Are, listen, I myself and Dermot Whelan send them to each other all the time because we're I just love them so much. The other day she produced a fork.
In a dance, because it was a knife before. Remember, she got in trouble because there was
knives.
Two knives.
But this one was just a fork.
Maybe she's gone through her cutlery drawer as she dances.
Listen, she's like, I think I'll use this.
Would you welcome new Britney music?
100%.
Okay.
I'm such a huge Britney fan. Always was.
Dave Moore on Today FM.